Do you ever feel like you're constantly busy, but somehow not making the progress you want? What if I told you the key to moving forward isn't just doing more, but actually reflecting more? How often do you take time to reflect and review, not just on what's been done, but on where you're headed? Welcome to today's episode. I'm excited to speak into a topic that has been instrumental in my own journey as an entrepreneur, and even as an individual: regular reflection and review. Now, if you're like most entrepreneurs, the idea of pausing to reflect might seem counterproductive. We're often so focused on the growth of our business, on execution, that we hardly make the time to step back and evaluate so that we can course correct. I found that the practice of intentional reflection and review has been one of the most powerful habits in keeping my goals and, really clear, and helping me ensure to a large extent that every step is taking me closer to my vision. It helps me keep my future in focus, and I'm at the same time able to work on what really matters in the present, because I really believe that our future is really the sum total of the steps that we're taking today. So, just reflecting back, a few years back, I was at a point where I felt like I was doing everything right. And so I was working hard, I was staying busy, I was meeting deadlines. But for some reason, I wasn't quite getting the results that I envisioned. And in the process, and this is actually what got my attention, was that I was feeling quite unfulfilled and rather unhappy, and I couldn't figure out what it was. But then, when I did finally take a step back, I realized that I had become so busy that I no longer made time to incorporate regular reflection and review into my weekly routines. I had always made time in my schedule to sit down each week and ask myself a few questions. And what this looked like was that I would actually set aside at least half a day at the minimum to just have my own space to think, reflect, review. But I had gotten so busy saying yes to so many things that that time just got swallowed up in other stuff. And why this time to reflect was so important, because was that this was the time when I asked myself, what had I accomplished? What worked well? What didn't? And most importantly, was I still on track with where I had planned to go? Was I on the path that led there? I would find that any time I did this, the clarity that I got from this time of reflection was always so refreshing. I was able to see places and spaces where I was wasting time, wasting resources on things that were not aligned with my long-term goals. Highlighting opportunities I hadn't considered was something that emerged out of this time of reflection and helped me really make informed decisions. And so I would come away from the time of reflection, which I still do today, with clarity on where I was going to give my yes and where I was going to give my no. Without this practice, I realized that I would have continued on the same path: busy but not effective, active but not strategic. You see, when we don't take time to regularly reflect and review, we risk missing out on the vital course correction that we can have if we did take time to stop. We may think we're moving forward when in reality we're drifting. We can waste precious resources of time, of energy, of finances on tasks, on projects, on conversations that really don't serve our ultimate goals. Without reflection, it's easy to stay busy without ever truly transforming. I find, particularly for entrepreneurs, it can be really dangerous not to make this time, carve this time out, because think about this. Growth in innovation, transformation requires intentionality. You need to be aware of what's working and what's not, where you're succeeding, where you're going off track. And so if you don't stop to evaluate, one misses out on this ability, this opportunity to adjust. And over time, it just keeps us from stepping into the greatness that we're capable of. I don't know if you've heard this quote or saying, particularly to do with flights, that if a flight takes just a few degrees off and goes the distance, it will end up at a very different destination from where it initially set off to go. And so today I'm encouraging you to ask yourself, when was the last time you took time to reflect on your life and your business? What practice could you build into your routine that would help you regularly review and refocus? Take a moment to think about it. Then choose one practice you want to incorporate into your rhythms that will make it possible for you to have this space. And whether it's weekly, whether it's monthly or quarterly, I'd love to hear back from you. Remember, we're not just building businesses, we're building fulfilling lives. And that takes intention, it takes reflection, and it takes action. So thank you for joining me today.